I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The beach is still closed today to the riptide dangers there. That means no swimming or even wading, folks. Ernesto forced the city to put up the red flags initially through Sunday, but this morning they figure they err on the side of caution and, you know, tell people to avoid the surf in Brooklyn and Queens over safety concerns with Ernesto passing offshore. Lifeguards remained on duty at the beaches over the weekend, and additional park staff were called in to help monitor to make everybody behave. My favorite spot, Jacob Riis Beach, is managed by the National Park Service, but it too was closed over the weekend. Former Long Island Congressman George Santos now says, "I didn't do anything wrong, but I'm guilty." The embattled ex-congressman, star college volleyball player, Goldman Sachs and Citigroup player, animal rescue founder, half black, half Jewish, and Sasha and Malia's mom is due in court today to throw in the towel.
Former Congressman George Santos said again and again he is innocent. However, today he plans on pleading guilty to fraud and other charges against him. This came as a bit of a shock, as last week Santos was in federal court in Central Islip for a pretrial hearing, and his attorney and the prosecutors discussed the start of his trial in September, including witnesses who planned to testify. Residents here on the island say they were disgusted after Santos was elected, and reports came out that he lied from everything, including his religion, to his college education, to his job history. Santos faced a 20-year prison sentence, but that likely will be reduced because of his guilty plea. Santos is accused of wire fraud, theft of public funds, and lying to Congress. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
And what's weird is George Santos was once touted as a rising political star after he helped flip the Long Island district he represented. With a life story, though, that began to unravel even before he was sworn into office. Harvey Weinstein back in the courtroom today. Our Marilyn Buckley joins us from Crean's criminal court, saying it's another day for the disgraced movie mogul. He's bouncing back and forth amidst a plethora of charges, convictions, and court appearances.
Harvey Weinstein was wheeled into court, sitting in his wheelchair, as one of his defense attorneys, Lino DeMasi, spoke to the judge about Governor Hochul's order to have Weinstein remain in New York.
The court received the documents that was signed by the governor of New York, basically saying that once the proceedings in New York State are concluded, he is to be sent back to California to finish his sentence.
Weinstein's next tentative trial date has been set for November 12th, and he's due back here at Queens Criminal Court November 13th.
They received documents from California, where California just indicated that why they have jurisdiction to bring back Harvey once the case is over with.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. Outside Queens Criminal Court.
Hey, don't say we didn't warn you, but this is the week the talking stops as far as the MTA is concerned regarding people who insist on parking or double parking in the city's bus lanes. No more warnings. They're issuing tickets now, ranging from $50 to $250 if you're a repeat offender. MTA guy Frank Anacaro says it's frustrating, and they're going to do something about it now with those automated cameras that record your license plate.
I don't know how many folks have been out on a bus when you had a bus holding up and you're saying, why isn't a bus moving? Well, the bus is not moving because they're trying to regulate the headways amongst buses so we can pick out our passengers properly. But you have some selfish person ahead blocking the bus, so slowing the whole bus line down.
Yeah, they actually started using the ACE program 2 months ago, but they've just been giving out warnings. Well, now they've got more than 623 buses outfitted with those cameras across 14 routes, so you might not want to chance it. The measure aims to improve bus lane speeds, reduce collisions, lower emissions, and cut down on congestion. Big investigation going on in Brooklyn today after an officer patrolling an area near Water Street stumbled upon what looked like human remains.
It's not like anything I've seen before.
Lily came back to visit her old home here in Dumbo by the Brooklyn and Manhattan Bridge lookout, only to see medical examiner's office personnel search and even dive into the East River.
NYPD is on it. I hope whatever case that's not open and and the unsolved mystery that they'll solve it.
Police say skeletal remains were found by the rocky and sandy parts right off the East River just before 9 this morning. The search going well into the afternoon.
I hope it brings a family closure. There are a lot of cold cases in this city.
Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Dumbo, Brooklyn.
Meantime, Con Ed on the hot seat after a report which says people are paying twice as much in their light bill than folks who use National Grid. And now a congressman wants to know what kind of a haircut is Con Ed sporting these days.
Congressman Richie Torres says complaints were flooding into his office regarding Con Ed allegedly price gouging, which is when he started digging.
It's a longstanding problem that has been swept under the rug, and we are finally casting light into the darkness of these hidden charges that are buried in the utility bills of everyday New Yorkers.
In some boroughs, he found Con Ed rates are nearly 200% higher compared to National Grid.
$1.29 per therm versus 45 cents per therm. And when we did a deeper investigation, we found these egregious disparities, and there was no good explanation for those disparities.
He's now calling for the Public Service Commission to further investigate. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And we've reached out to Con Ed for a response. Okay, so did you all get to hear that kid we told you about last week who got to call the Yankees-Tigers game on ESPN's KidCast at the Little League Classic? Oh, my gosh, he was amazing. And Glenn Schuck got to talk with him after his big debut.
Thomas Gamba has gone from sports broadcasting freshman year at Chaminade High School on the island, now 16, to broadcasting the Yankee game that was on ESPN2 last night.
He hits this one to left. That's down, base hit. Here comes Keith. The throw home is not in time. And the Tigers tie it up in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Of course, it was a thrill of a lifetime, he tells me, but he even got to meet the captain.
Meeting Aaron Judge, that was just amazing. The experiences that we had at ESPN, I'm sure we will never forget them. It's just an event that brings everyone together and shows why baseball is such a great sport.
Yankees lost, but Gamba sure is a winner. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Joe Buck, Walter Sterling, Michael Breen, all of you, move over. Thomas Gamba is coming for you.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.